Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
Welcome to episode 300!
Huzzah!
Wow! Feels like yesterday it was only episode 268. Here we go again.
This is 272?
Two?
I got new shoes.
You got new shoes?
Mm-hmm. What flavor are they?
Like a year and a half ago.
But they New Balance? Today.
No. Do you want to know what brand they are?
ASICS.
No, it's some weird Amazon Chinese brand called Siedva.
I love Siedva.
What?
T-S-I-O-D-F-O. New fashion. They were $20.
I love a $20 pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Quick question for the group. Yeah. What part of the shoe wears out first for you?
Aglets.
That's not a word.
It is.
Yeah, it is, though.
It's the,
what is it?
It's the nub at the end of the shoelace.
Yeah.
As much as you don't want it to be a word, Tim didn't make it up this time.
For me, it's probably, what's that part of your foot, like right underneath, like
footballs.
Yeah, actually, I think you're right. The ball of the foot. Yeah, right underneath your toes, because that's where I strike when I walk. That's the part that on like all my sneakers that gets smooth.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like right actually, in front of the heels is what normally wears out for me first.
Yeah.
The inside of the heel is where I,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't untie my shoes ever. So yeah.
Same. If I can help it,
right in there.
Yeah, it's the backing then, like behind the heel.
Yeah,
I crunch that mofo right up.
I never used to tie my shoes, which used to drive Tim crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I tie my shoes all the time.
But yet still, I only have memories of you without shoes tied on escalators, and it makes me nervous.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Now I tie my shoes all the time. It was weird. I stopped tying my shoes when I was pregnant because I was like, it's not happening ever again.
Who's got time for that?
Well, I mean, just don't untie your shoes and then you're set.
Yeah, but I hate that, like the back part of your heel getting collapsed in. That's awful.
That's why you only buy $20 shoes. So you just throw them out the car.
On
your way to buy new ones.
Hang on. I have to look up this brand name because I think I know it. Flux, right?
Capacitor.
Yeah. The Flux footwear. Listeners, if any of you are into this Flux footwear, they're like wide toe shoes, which I kind of want to get into because they're better for your feet.
Yep.
But I need to know, are they like supportive? Because I can't mess around with a zero drop heel because that's bad for my funky back because I have weird scoliosis.
Yeah, she's just making stuff up.
Yeah.
I literally have lumbar lordosis, Dan.
No, zero drop heel.
No, because my like minimalist sneakers that I have, I'm not supposed to wear those according to my chiropractor anymore.
One time on King of the Hill, they were testing a zero turn mower, but if you turn too fast, it's going to fall over.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, I haven't seen that episode yet.
That's the one where he got the orthotic?
No, that's the one where they're doing the focus group with Cotton, and Cotton obliterates his mom.
Birth of Rusty Shackleford.
Yes, yes.
What?
I love that. Rusty Shackleford. So good.
Right. Ready? Thanks for those that went to patreon.com/professionalcasual.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember. I feel like I forgot one of the most recent episodes, but maybe not. I don't know anymore. But big thanks to everybody that's gone over there. to help support the network, to help support us do things like spruce up Tim's basement to be a new studio recording space. Mm-hmm. Also, real quick, well, I'll say it after we thank all these wonderful people that have gone over there to support us, including X-Paxis and Rob, Iron Maze, Tau, Dagna and Bicon, and Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Speaks with Wind, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, and Cortix. Also want a quick shout out to Lou G, who just canceled his membership and then reinstated it to be an electric casual specifically for Beards, Ears, and Skulls, which I thought was pretty awesome. We'll make I think we're recording that tonight as well. So we'll make sure to shout out to him there. Also, thank you so much for supporting our sister Warhammer show, Beards, Ears, and Skulls, where usually Taylor and I talk about the old world miniatures game.
And if you're wondering, what does this money go to? Well, we're kickstarting a effort, a charity, so that Danny can get some foot transplants.
She doesn't have those old feet. That way I can wear those zero drop shoes.
She wants to have flat feet.
I hear her coming in from a old man in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Thomas O'Malley.
The alley cat?
Shh.
But I did want to say, this is probably our last recording in this basement.
Yeah. The other day when we were here for 4th of July, I was like, oh, maybe I should go down and pack up the studio because we probably won't record here anymore, forgetting that we were recording today.
Mm. Right, because this recording is way out of sequence for us because it's summer and things happen and people are going places and whatnot. So by the time we record again, we'll be in the new house basement.
When does this episode come out?
Like in a couple days for patrons.
If you are in the Peoria, Springfield, Glen Carbon, Chicago area right now, as you're listening to this, I might be near you. So can you smell me? Try.
Wait, when? Okay. So yeah, it comes out the 24th for free.
Yeah.
Patrons get it a week early, so they'll get out on the 17th.
I'll still be in that area during that time.
So not in a couple days. I was mistaken.
Let's get a horseshoe together.
Horseshoe. Also, I'm going to be at Gen Con this year teaching people how to play Marvel Crisis Protocol, whatever else they throw me at. So make sure to come by and say hi over at the Asmodee stuff, wherever it's going to be. I don't know yet.
Can you get I'll be there. A bunch of sleeves?
Of?
Yes.
Probably.
Unlimited sleeves.
Oh, depends. Yeah. And last year, they didn't really have anything, but it was still really new.
And promos.
Promos, probably not.
And a playmat.
Does MCP have actual rules?
Yeah.
That's really good rules.
This you whole wouldn't time, think I just so. Assumed we're making it up the Calvin ball.
Yeah, right? I
mean, kind of. When we first started streaming the game, yes, because we didn't know a lot of the rules, but we got air horned a lot and people helped teach us, kind of like this game. People yell at us a whole bunch in the beginning and we get most of it right now.
We have a Pavlovian response now when an air horn goes off to assume that we made a mistake.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made a mistake recently, was not just lying and saying my rat ogre was immune to psychology because it's currently broken.
Twice.
Because Mina shot it. It was broken. I got over it because it ran away and hid in the cave. Now it's fatigued and now it's broken again because Mina shot it again.
I remembered it was scared.
It's a big old nasty rat ogre named Stab Stab who has a lore stabbing of like 75 or something.
And that scared the whole
65. Mina. But it's scared because I should have just said it's a rat ogre. It's immune to psychology because it should be.
But you're Ned Stark and you're incapable of lying.
Unless it's about a role that, you know, he didn't want to make.
It didn't matter anyway. Listening back, it didn't matter that I fudged that role.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as long as still it's cool to lie, as long as it doesn't matter.
That's true.
What I said or Ben said?
I don't know what Ben said.
Oh, just, you know, don't worry about it. I might as well not be here.
No, you said it at the same time I couldn't hear. I already shot my gun. All right. I don't remember where we left off in turn order. Probably the end.
I would assume we were back at the top.
I usually go through a round before stopping. So, yeah, we'll say we're back at the top with Lucky.
I think I have four advantage.
That sounds like too many because we just started this combat.
Oh, okay. I'll dart him.
So you'll move around the corner where the rat ogre was and then dart it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
And wait, is there another gent there?
There's the other Skaven behind him, yeah.
Okay, I'll dart them both. I rolled a 17.
Oh, dumb.
So that's, you know, just a casual 8 success levels, which, I don't know, would probably be 4 damage because magic sucks. 2 targets, 9 damage each.
9 damage? But I get to apply my highest armor.
You do!
Yay! Was my number lock off? Who did that? That's dumb. No one ever wants number lock off.
Right? Like, why is that? Why?
Why is it even an option?
Why?
Okay. You hurt them both a little bit.
Thanks.
Pew pew.
Then I'm gonna
bite it.
No. No, I'm not gonna bite it. I'll just, you know, say, yeah, I did it.
Good job. So I believe that brings us to this other Skaven. No, his initiative is 40. That's the same as Mina and Webby, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So is the rat ogre. So Mina and Webby get to go.
Webby, would you like to go, or do you mind if I take the lead on this?
I don't think it will make one lick of difference, but I'd love to watch you go.
Okay. I have no pistol shots left. I made sure to make a note of that.
That's right.
Okay.
Because you already shot him a bunch of times.
I know I did. That's why he was afraid of me. So, oh, if I come at him, he has to run away from me, right? Because he is afraid of me?
He's currently broken, so yeah. Okay. Well, like, he'll run away on his turn.
Right. Okay, I would like to please charge at him with my sword and shield.
Probably not far enough for a charge.
Probably not.
When he runs away, he'll get another attack too, which is dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did forget at the end of the round, he should have made a cool test to get over the broken condition.
Okay, I will allow
you. He doesn't have cool, so it's just based on his willpower.
I will allow you to make that now.
Thanks. Oh, that's crazy. I rolled. Oh, I passed.
Even with the fatigued?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I rolled a 5.
Oh, there you go.
I need to roll a 10.
Well, there you go.
He's no longer broken. He's now fatigued twice.
Hell yeah.
So Mina's going to move up and try to stab him?
Yes.
He's going to try to stab you back to defend.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to use a fortune point because that was a 95.
Oh, it's like the opposite of a 5, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Much better, much better. Okay, so that is a 49. That would be 3 success levels.
I had negative 5.
Nice.
Because I'm double fatigued. And I rolled a 92.
That's like the opposite of a...
Nope.
90.
So a 45 is in his 54, which is the body.
Naturally. And you ignore all my armor.
So...
Which is only 1.
4. Actually. 9.
Plus 8.
Plus 8. 17.
17 damage. All right. I soak 5 of it. So that's 12. You have 12 wounds left. You just seized that shish kebab, the rat ogre.
Yeah.
You're such a bully.
What the?
I didn't even get to stab you at all with stab. He knew about stabbing. He didn't know about guns and bullets, though. That was too scary. All right, Webby.
I just heard a sound of an unmistakable sound of a prototype Dennis going down. So I'm going to go investigate the goods. I'm going to investigate these sword hands.
Falls over.
Don't touch it. It's mine. And I'll immediately kneel over and start looking at these hands, these paws.
These paws are made for stabbing.
Can you tell me if they were made or engineered or just birthed for stabbing? I tell if this was natural?
No, it's definitely not natural. Looks like he got his hand cut off and then there's like a sword blade stabbed into the stump and then just like wrapped with a whole bunch of bandages to help keep it in place with some like big nails driven through it.
Ooh, this guy was in agony.
Yeah, and it's definitely like infected.
Oh,
it's bad.
Good.
And then the other Skaven goes, stab, stab! And he runs up and he's going to try to get Mina.
Okay.
Oh, I lost his token there because it went under stab stab for some reason. And he's got, what does he have for a weapon? Oh, he's got a pistol. Oh, because he was scared before, so he doesn't run up. Never mind. I'm going to change that. I forgot he had a pistol. He's got a warplock pistol, so he aims at you and kablammo. And I believe...
What's a warplock pistol?
It's like a pistol, but with warpstone.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is going to get so weird.
All right. And then he does 11 damage to the arm.
Which arm? Oh, it doesn't matter.
And it has the penetrating quality, so it ignores non-metal AP, and the first point of all other armor is ignored.
What if all I have is metal AP?
Then it just ignores one point.
Okay.
And he gains an advantage.
GM, don't we need to roll to see if we are freaked out by loud noises?
Mina does, yeah.
Okay.
Because she was the target, so... It's an average.
Yeah, I'm kind of in my little world over here.
So cool. 4 success levels. Oh, wait. 6 success levels. Cool.
6 success levels.
You said it was average?
Whole lot.
Yeah, I rolled a 6. And my cool is a 50-something. 53.
And you see that he has a sword in his other hand. And he's just like, nah! That's him. So then it's Boar's. And he runs around the corner. And he's just like, oh, God.
Don't touch it.
Okay. I'm just going to stay back.
That's a good idea, man.
He's got like his little dagger out because that's all he's got. Let's see. And then Rad Roger's dead, so I don't have to worry about it. It's cool or anything. So back to the top. Lucky.
I darted him.
What? But I have an advantage.
I don't. Not anymore.
What'd you roll?
A 29.
Oh, that sounds almost as good as last time. So what is that going to be? 8 damage or 9 again?
9 damage.
Okay, he takes a little bit, but more importantly, he loses that one advantage, and he's just like, ow! Magic thing? Die!
No, thank you.
That's just rude.
Then Mina or Webby?
I think we should have a couple name, Webina.
Ooh!
Oh, yeah.
Our ship name.
Yep.
Or?
No, go ahead and try that one again, GM.
Mebby.
I forgot what you said, Weena?
Oof. You cut me to the quick.
May I?
All right, I'll start things off if you don't mind, because I'm going to justify that by not doing anything except for looking at this dead rat ogre last turn. I'm going to justify that was me scoping out the situation and gaining an advantage, and I want to give it to Mina. Thoughts?
Sure. Give me a... For we'll say retroactively for last round, what test do you think you would need to gain an advantage there?
Oh, I think lore anatomy feels good.
I thought you were going to say, and yeah. I'm okay with it. Just challenging.
Yeah, that's 6 success levels.
Wow. Okay, so you get an advantage last round, so that we can say if you challenging leadership, you can give it to Mina.
Yep, I succeed with 1 positive success level.
Nice. So Mina has another advantage.
This thing is definitely dead, and... You definitely put it out of not inconsequential amounts of misery. Go get him.
Okay. May I charge this?
Mina growls.
May I charge this fall creature?
I don't know why you would do that, but okay.
Yeah. So now I get another advantage, yeah.
Gross. What are you at? Full?
No, because I got shot.
Oh, yeah, you're only at 2. Ha! Get wrecked.
So that's a critical success. I rolled a 44. So that's 4 success levels.
Okay, so we'll do the crit first, because I had 3 success levels. Roll to see, tell me where's the hit.
25, left arm.
The arm! So I can draw result. And it should pop right up in Foundry, which is really cool. So clean break! You, which one was it? Right arm?
Yes.
Dumb. So you broke his right arm. What is the... He takes 3 automatic damage, and his right arm is broken. So he's got to pass a difficult endurance test or become stunned. I hate stunned. He's stunned. I rolled a 32 and I needed a 30. Oh, so close. All right, so his arm is broken. He drops the pistol because that was in that hand, and he is now stunned as well. Yikes. I thought he was going to give you a bit more trouble, but not anymore. And he takes 3 automatic damage. I did have 3 success levels on my defense roll there, so I think that's only a difference of 1.
Correct.
So you do 9 more.
Yes.
But you ignore his armor, which, where did you hit?
44, right arm.
Oh, so both were in the right arm. Looks like he has a little bit more on his body. But you ignore all the armor anyway, and do what, 9 wounds, we said?
Yes.
Okay. He is in very, very bad shape, and also stunned. It would be his turn, but he's stunned, so I know he can't do much. I always forget exactly what stun does.
You can, like, move or an action, maybe?
I can't take an action, but I can move at half movement.
Ah.
Which he panics, and he tries to move away, and you see there's, like, this little chest that he, like, tries to scurry over to like hunch over and grab. So you can gain an advantage if you're not at full already and make your unopposed attack against him.
I will do that. Okay, so that is only 2 success levels, but still 2 success levels.
So that's 10.
Yes.
Yeah. So where do you hit him?
Body.
Of course you do. Yeah. What else would it be, right?
I don't know where he's
hitting him to the cave floor.
So you want to describe your second kill here?
So you said he was, like, hunched over this chest?
He tries to, like, lunge for this chest.
Yes.
As soon before it gets there, you stab him.
Yes. So I do like that narrative, Webby, of, like, you know, he's trying to, like, lunge for this chest. And so Mina takes her sword up over her head and she drives it through his body to, you know, stake him to the cave floor. And I impale him in that way. Sees that shish kebab.
Wow. Okay.
To the death. Ba ba ba. And now I'm very interested in the chest he was scurrying for.
Whew. Okay. So you killed the Skaven here, and they're the people that were with him last time. Now that you know they're called the Yellow Fang. And yeah, there's this, like, nasty looking chest that his body's bleeding all over.
Hey, guys, there is this box that this Skaven was going after. Do you want to check it out?
Yeah.
Before that, Mina, can I take a look at that juicy wound you got there?
Oh, yes, please. It is so juicy. He shot me with that yucky-looking gun. He really should, you know, take better care of his guns. If only he had someone like Bruno to teach him, you know, black powdery.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
If only.
5 success levels on a heal test. So what do we say that is? My... int plus success levels?
Yeah. Yep.
Outside of combat?
Yeah, and it's an average test if you didn't do that already.
Oh, so 7. So 12 HP back.
Thank you.
Nice. Almost. Boris is like, you got some of that you could help me with?
You got a silver?
I gotta pay you.
I'm a doctor. What do you do with a doctor?
I'll do it.
Oh. Okay.
You're welcome to bleed over there if you want.
He has no money on his sheet.
Or get his weird hokey moss medicine if that suits you.
I'll heal him for 9.
Okay,
I think. Imagine trying to heal someone who just committed murder. Despicable.
didn't you do that exact thing?
I mean, there's a champion.
Oh,
gotcha. That's just law and order.
It's like diplomatic immunity kind of
thing that you learn in doctor school. You wouldn't know.
I went. By a doctor school.
You saw the intake.
Yeah, I mean, no, like the door wasn't open, but like,
no.
There was a sign, I think.
Keep out the undesirables, you see.
Oh, that's probably what it said. I couldn't read it that time. It was in that waterfall place. Remember that place?
Any chance I can pick up that gross gun and see if there's any juicy warp stone kicking around in there?
Give me a difficult perception test. Oh, no. Wait, he's got... he definitely has... He has 5 warpstone bullets left.
Oh, yeah. Those are going right into the Zincha.
Because he had 6, but he shot Mina with 1 of them.
Is that a gun that you'd be able to use with engineering?
No, you need a... Like, it looks kind of like a pistol, but it's Skaven made, so it's got all kinds of weird extra stuff on it. You need a special talent to be able to use Skaven weapons.
I could totally use any black powder weapon because it falls under ranged engineering. It's a subset of ranged black powder.
Ah.
I just choose not to.
So yeah, what's in that chest? Or did we already go over that?
You open up the chest and it's full of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, cool.
There's, you see a little skull.
Mm-hmm.
That Webby could make a hard minus 20 lore anatomy test. If you want to figure out what type of animal it is, because it's way too small to be a person.
I choose not to.
Is it a tiny person?
Doesn't look like a person skull.
Ah.
It's small.
Not a person.
Not that a person.
How much we got?
Huh.
You see what's look like some map of all kinds of lines going every which way.
Oh.
It says a tattered banner depicting some kind of heraldry, but doesn't look human made. You figure it's probably some kind of Skaven banner.
All right.
You see an earring with that Skaven rune of the upside down triangle.
Mm-hmm.
You see some kind of a badge that has the same heraldry on it as the banner. An iron greave that's pretty rusted.
What's that?
It's armor that goes over your shin, right? Is it yep. greave?
Mm-hmm.
A triangular shuriken that looks just like the ones the assassin threw into Lucky.
He only threw knives into me.
Well, I said I misspoke. They were actually like triangle blades.
Lied again, but that time it mattered.
A small brass telescope.
Oh, cool.
Like a spyglass.
Ooh.
The lens is cracked, though. There's a small vial of some kind of liquid.
Nice.
What color is it?
Kind of like purpley black.
Oh, I was hoping for purple.
Lucky, make a average intuition test.
Seven success levels.
This is the exact same stuff you found on the assassin.
The choking death.
You don't know what it is.
But ah.
It's the same stuff. You had like two doses of it and I have a third.
Okay. Sweet.
There's a sheet of papers marked Anston Crone outlining a plan to improve Middenheim's sewers.
Mmm.
There's a chunk of cheese.
Naturally.
Is it moldy?
Not really.
You might believe it.
A cracked fondue bowl.
Ooh.
A child stuffed bear toy. And a bunch of papers and books. Oh, and a helmet.
Oh, nice.
The helmet.
The helmet. Actually, I think I said that the one dude had it, so he would have like dropped it as he was trying to get to the chest here. And then you see this really cool map that I'm going to see if I can add to. I'm going to show you guys first. It should show up on everybody's screen. And then I'll put a copy of it into our player Discord as well, so you have access to it.
All right, the spelling is poor, but the penmanship fairly immaculate.
Yeah, it's very good.
So, who wants to describe what you see for audio listeners?
The map shows, among other things, the vast forests of the area, as well as a mountain range in the top right corner. It spans Middenheim and then two other villages, areas. One of them is named Soak. Or sick, or sock. I don't have my reading glasses on. The other one is infiled, or something. And of course, in the top right, in the mountains, is the brass keep. And there's this beautifully calligraphied, I assume, in Skaven dialect of some sort. Crystal of immortality is here, and it points directly to the brass keep. I'm gonna go ahead and guess that it's more warpstone. We should go there.
While we're taking notes here also, you take a look at this map in the darkness of this cave with these dead cultists around, and you killed some more Skaven, and you feel full of determination. First off, I'll let you refill your fortune.
Whoop.
Because I forget about that a lot. I'm really good about that in my Start Playing Games game, the mm-hmm. Uber's Ark Adventure, because the start of every session, I just say, hey, you get your fortune points.
Oh, nice.
It's different when we just play for 4 hours and then they just get it. Okay, so a number of things here. We'll add it up. You get 50 points for retrieving the helm of the Rat Slayer. 40 for chasing and capturing the Skaven warlord here. His name was Skaith the Tainted.
Ooh.
30 points for killing the rat ogre. 25 points for finding boars.
Wait, how much? 35?
25. 30 for the rat ogre, okay. 25 for boars. 30 for recovering the stolen items. And 15 points for figuring out the connections between the stolen items, knowing that it was all something to do with Skaven and the Brass Keep and such.
And 300 for role-playing. What does that add up to?
We'll do 50 for role-playing, because it hasn't been that long since you got... Did you change the map to say Marienburg instead of Middenheim?
He would never.
And spelled it wrong?
I don't know how to spell Marienburg.
Good, because we're not going there.
Well... You don't know that.
They are making a book for it soonish. They've announced it, but I haven't seen anything about it yet.
So how much was that total?
I don't know.
240.
Whoa.
240?
With the the role play experience?
With the 50.
That's almost 1,000.
Nice. It's almost 250. Let's see. The Skaven was wearing a breastplate. He has a sword, but it's like a nasty, rusty Skaven sword. Gross. Helmet and a mail coat, as well as the warplock pistol that you don't really know how to use. And then the cultists all had stuff as well. I think they all had a crossbow, depending on what you want to take from that.
Yeah, I mean, we got to give Dinkelberg a crossbow and probably, do they have swords or nothing? So he can be, like, equipped better?
Dinkelberg?
What, you know his name.
Boris?
Boris.
Boars.
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 Yeah, they have, why is this not showing a crossbow? They definitely had crossbows before.
Some of us definitely got shot by them.
Yeah, so there are four of them, right? So there are four crossbows, four daggers, and they each have a leather jack, which is body and arms. So yeah, Boris will grab a crossbow and another. He's got a couple daggers.
Okay, cool.
He'll pick up one other dagger, so he's got two now.
So we should probably go over what was in the chest and divvy it up, huh?
He's like, well, I need to make sure we return this helm for sure, and all these other things that somebody stole and put in this chest.
Do we give him back the helm, or do we extort him, or blackmail, or what?
Are talents not in the compendium?
They're in the item.
Nice.
What are you buying?
I didn't know if I could take more instinctive addiction or if it was maxed at three or if it was maxed by a stat.
It's maxed by one of your stats. I don't know. Probably yeah. Willpower or intelligence.
Then I definitely might pick up more of that.
It's going to cost you, what, like 500?
400. Right, because it's 100 per talent level?
Well, I think it's 100 and then an additional 100 for each time you have it.
Ah.
Because yeah. Like the second time would cost 200.
200, yeah.
Yeah, and the third time costs 300.
It escalates.
And this is the fourth time?
Yeah.
So 400? Okay, that makes sense. It's a lot.
There was also like an earring and some papers. Oh, you said there was like a plan for the sewers to be updated. Can I look at that?
It says an unfathomable map of underground tunnels. Oh, the sewer thing. It says Anston Crone outlining a plan to improve Middenheim's sewers. It wasn't one of the items stolen that you looked into, but makes sense. The Skaven want to know what's going on with the sewers that they traverse all the time.
And I would like to look at the unfathomable map.
So yeah, you can, if you look at it compared to the plan of the sewers and some drawings, like some of that lines up. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of other lines on there that you figure are probably like tunnels below the sewers.
This would be good to pass along to the Watch or the Dwarves.
Certainly the sewer jacks would have a field day with this.
Yeah.
You know, where the spawn points are, camp them, you know, easy XP. Mm-hmm. But definitely also the watch in case they needed to make particular parts of the city safe in case some of the tunnels come up in the city in places they didn't know about.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think we got to proliferate this info. And you also said there was just miscellaneous papers of some sort. Can you go over that?
Oh, all the things that Boris had stolen, like the opera and the books on astronomy and the painting.
Find a buyer for those. Pretty easy.
All of those things are there as well.
Oh my goodness. I'm so proud of us.
Does this helmet even like look functional? What's going on with it? I'm going to flick it with my forefinger.
Yeah, I wish they put like stats in it for something. It would count as like a full face helm. Actually, I think they have an image of it. It would definitely be magical in some way. I feel like Lucky would be able to tell, but I don't know. It didn't give it like rules, unfortunately.
What was this?
I'm gonna put it on.
The Helm of the Rat Slayer. There we go. Show players. Looks pretty cool.
Oh, dude, if I were to design a helmet, if Webby were to design a helmet, it would look something like this.
Right?
It's a helmet with a skull on top of it that's fastened to the helmet. It's two helmets at once.
Yeah,
one of them in dead person.
And the skull is a Skaven skull with horns. So you would know that that means it was a Grey Seer, typically. This guy that you just killed also had horns, but they were all like misshapen and twisted around all weird. And then there's also like wings between the helmet and the skull.
Can I put this on real quick?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to take off my witch hunter.
You will undeniably look better in it than I will, but this helmet is screaming, Webby deserves this to me.
Mina's going to put on the helmet and she's going to put her hands on her hips and she's going to strut around and say, "Oh, look at me. I am the Rat Slayer." And she's going to walk over to the Rat Ogre's corpse and put her foot on it and go, "Rat Slayer, Rat Slayer, I am the great Rat Slayer."
Stay still for a second, Mina. I'm going to catch this for my Insta.
And she raises her chin and looks, even though no one can see her face, but she looks quite regal in the helmet. This is a great helmet. Okay. We should return these items to the correct parties, or should we give them to the watch and they can return them? I don't know
how. Why don't we just keep the helmet?
No, we gotta return the helmet.
Yeah, we gotta return that. That's an important part of Mindaheim's history, and I'm pretty sure it's a powerful artifact.
Totally, and I'm definitely hearing you, but just as a thought experiment, besides the four of us, who here knows that we have the helmet?
Just the four of us.
Right. So if no one here said anything.
Well, Renald probably knows we have it, and that's important.
Yeah, that's why he's mad at me.
That's right.
Yes.
He can stay mad at you.
Oh, that's but fine. You will get your magic back if you give this stuff back, right?
That's the hope.
Okay, let's get his magic stuff back.
And then after you get your magic back, you can accompany us on our journey forever, and we can be best friends.
Well, I mean, I got my own life here.
Right, and it'll be back pure still when you return a hero.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't mind being a hero.
All right, hell yeah.
Boris the hero.
That's right.
Is there anything salvageable from this rat ogre corpse?
He's got a big, like, the sword in his arm would be the equivalent of a great sword, which none of you know how to use anyway. So, no. He's got a bell around his neck, like on a necklace.
Not like a cowbell, okay,
but a rat ogre bell.
A rat ogre bell.
I mean, that would be a good way to tell if my dentist is approaching, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep track of your dentist.
Yeah. Of course, they're rather silent and wily.
Dan, can I have a book? Core book?
I guess so. I just have my tabbed one right here.
Ooh, stop throwing mice mouse around. They're all dead. Stop playing with your food.
Creepy. Swing goes the mouse. I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, so what's your plan with all this stuff? I know Mina was just saying, do we want to take it back to each person? Do you want to take it back to the watch and let them disseminate it?
I think we bring it back to the watch. That's the easiest. Then we don't got to deal with any of those weird people again.
I veto that. I think we give it to the dwarves first, because the watch will not share that information with dwarves unless they are required to.
Probably fair.
That's fair. And you know what? Maybe if we return it to each person individually, maybe we will either get the reward or like words of gratitude. And sometimes that's worth more to me than actual money.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you need money for?
I don't know.
We haven't really needed money in a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
But, like, I might need to get the supplies to have Webby make me a replica of that helmet, so.
Oh, that's fair.
I was honestly thinking maybe trying to figure out a way to get a replica skull helmet going.
So, like,
there's a Skaven with the horns right here.
I was gonna say, do you think we should take that body and give that to the doctor, and then she could have another one of her, like, check this body out things, you know?
That's not a terrible idea. I'd stay clear of the rat ogre, though. That thing is infected all, like, we're probably already carriers for whatever it had.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
You know.
I think it does actually have the infected trait, but it didn't hit anybody because it was scared the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have, like, worms of some kind, and I itch all over, so, like, you know.
Definitely in your back, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't mind carrying one, you know, we can definitely bring the Skaven to the doctor.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be, I don't think that'd be too difficult for you to carry, especially now that your strength's 40 something. Like, he's pretty, he's not a large Skaven.
I got this. I grab him by his twisted horns.
Yeah.
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 I haul him up.
All right, so you head back to the watch barracks?
Nope.
No, to the dwarves.
To the dwarves. I forgot immediately. Handing
this stuff out.
Okay, so we think at this point, it's pretty late. It's getting late in the day. But you can head down to the wind. You want to go to the Dwarves Engineering Guild, I assume?
Yes, please.
And you want to give them the papers of all the tunnels and such?
Yes.
I think they'll make better use of it than the watch would. Mm-hmm.
So what about the sheaf of papers marked Anston Crone outlining a plan to improve Middenheim's sewers?
I mean, I don't see a reason not to let them also take a look at that.
Sure.
Okay.
I assume we'll be able to, like, make a copy and then also give this to the watch or something.
Okay. Everybody make a difficult intuition test. Minus 10.
Fail.
3 success levels. Wait, difficult?
Yeah, so 2?
Yes.
Lucky?
Mine's 1.
Okay, so Mina, you actually remember that Anston Crone was one of the people murdered by the Skaven assassin with a triangular blade? That he was a clerk for the Commission of Public Works?
Mm.
So this was, this wasn't something stolen by boars, but apparently this person was killed and had these papers stolen from him by that assassin that you guys killed.
Gotcha.
I guess if the sewer is going to get upgraded, then the Skaven will have a harder time getting around.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That is for sure. So I don't think we should take this back to the Office of Public Works, because obviously the Skaven have access to that and they could just steal it again.
Oh, that's true.
So perhaps we should leave it to the dwarves for safekeeping. And they do have a vested interest in the maintenance of the sewers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sewer jacks are they're no nonsense. They're rough customers. They will definitely be able to deal with any Skaven that come sneaking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so give the dwarves those sets of papers.
Yes.
Is Mina still wearing the helmet?
No, God, no. I will not go out in public like that. That is so disrespectful.
Mm, good.
I'm wearing the helmet.
So I'm kind of assuming you're keeping the stuff in the trunk and carrying the trunk around as well as.
Yes.
But what do you want to do with that Skaven body? Carrying that through the streets might be a bit.
Or wrap it in a blanket.
Where are you going to get a blanket from?
What were they sleeping on? Not blankets?
Or did any of the cultists have cloaks or anything like that?
Yeah, you can grab a couple cloaks. I think cloaks would make sense. The Yellow Fang, you see. You realize anybody else that's been part of the Yellow Fang has also been wearing cloaks. They tend to cover themselves up a lot, of course.
Covers.
I spent all my experience but 5.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So you deliver those things to the dwarves. It's getting late. Where do you want to head next?
Red Moon.
Well, before we leave, can I potentially restock if they have any explosives available?
Yeah, you can purchase for the price out of the book.
Okay. Do they have anything like a flashbang or a smoke bomb or something like that?
I don't know. We can look in Up in Arms.
We can hand wave it now and do it in between episodes if you'd like.
Okay.
Logistically, map-wise, what makes the most sense for us to deliver next?
If you wanted to go to the watch. They're, near the palace. And if you want to give that body to Eunice Hash.
I love her.
She's staying in the palace currently. You got her a room there. So okay. It would make sense to stop at the watch on the way up to the palace.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Griffin's foot pistol. That sounds cool. I don't know what that does yet, but
it shoots toes.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, you don't know that it doesn't.
Okay. So head back to the watch. It's kind of late, so Schutzman isn't in at the moment, but there's like always somebody here, like at the desk, and they see you come in with like this chest of stuff, and somebody's carrying this body wrapped in a cloak and everything. Boris kind of hangs out outside. He doesn't go in. And they're like, oh my goodness, what, you're the new, Kittum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Very good. This is a lot of stuff.
Hair flip. Yes.
You would not believe the day we've had.
I can unlock his office for you if you want to put that things in there.
Yeah, sure.
You can come back in the morning. He should be here.
Sounds good.
Okay. So they unlock it and you can put the chest in with all the stuff in there. Do you leave the helm there or are you taking that back to the palace?
That can go to the palace because we can take it directly to the vault.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes.
And we probably want to bring the play right back. We're returning most of this stuff ourselves, right?
I thought you agreed to leave it with the watch so they can return it.
I thought then it wasn't going to make its way back to things because of government. I wouldn't mind returning the play to that dude just so we can interact with him again.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary or wise.
What about the astronomy books? You don't want to take them back to...
No.
We burned those.
No.
Why not?
We actually covered that Skaven corpse with those just to kind of pad it a little bit. Yeah, it's like, you know, like packing a box with stuff in it to ship.
You don't want to see Dr. Copernic again?
No. Oh, him I didn't mind. Oh, yeah, he's got them nose pickers.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll give us one. Or two.
Or two.
One for each side.
All right. So you drop the stuff off here, right? Is that the idea? I think they discussed that while Tim was spending experience and missed some of it.
Dude, I'm so much more cool now.
Gross. What's your cool?
I don't know. I didn't up that. But my language magic is now 70. And my channeling 73.
Wow. Still miscast on a 77. Good.
That's right. That's right.
Still 44% chance to miscast every time.
Four?
77, 88, 99, 100.
Oh, you do it on 100 too?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's doubles.
No, it's three numbers. It's got a one in there.
Definitely 100. That's the worst thing you could roll. This should definitely miscast.
I'll just get that 100 out of the way right now. Watch that. Boom. 35.
Good job. That's half of your magic.
It is.
All right.
That means so, I get a point blank bonus.
No.
Oh.
That would be short range.
Oh. That means I get a short range bonus.
There you go. All right. Back to the palace. You can take the helm down to the vault.
Yes.
And the Knights Panther there are ecstatic for this. The sergeant that you met this morning or last night, rather, will gladly take the helm from you, and they unlock the vault and put it back in there. They assure you that they will let the Graf know as soon as possible in the morning.
Knights Panther, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Brass Keep at all?
A bit. I haven't done a posting there myself, but...
But there are people who are, like, posted.
Oh, yeah, there? We have a large picket set up.
That's like a fancer.
There's a fence and a veritable army.
So it is like well armed.
We have there. A permanent garrison there. Yes. A few dozen at least.
Ah, so like
not of Knights Panther, but.
But of like soldiers.
Yes.
So. There isn't any like lore or like, you know, like old wives tales or urban legends or whatever of like some kind of like stone. Or like orb or crystal, if you will, of like immortality.
At the keep?
Yes.
I mean, it's been a couple hundred years since anybody's been there. We just know there's some followers of the ruinous powers there, and they are mighty powerful. But we keep a whole army to keep watch on them.
You think they like ponder like orbs or anything like that? There
could be they might okay. be pondering their orbs up there.
the army that you're speaking of surrounds the tower, but does not control the tower. That's the ruinous powers that control the tower.
Correct. I see. We have the picket is there to contain if they were ever to march out. We are ready.
Okay.
You just shoot it with a bunch of cannons, make it like not be a tower no more.
I don't know if that's ever been tried.
It seems like someone would.
That's the first good idea you've ever had. Congratulations.
I feel like over hundreds of years, someone would have like tried shooting it a whole bunch, you know?
I haven't been there myself, so yeah. I don't know if that's feasible. Okay. I understand it's tucked away in the mountains.
And it's made out of brass too, right? So
think so.
I don't know if you shoot brass with guns.
I don't know if it's literally brass or if they just call it that because it's something, again, like I said, it's been lost for at least 200 years.
Because I'm pretty sure if you shoot metal with metal, it just cancels
each other out.
Yes, it comes back and hits you.
Yeah.
So you will die.
You
die. No, well, that's go rubber. Right back in the barrel of the gun.
And yeah. You're blue.
One flip. Okay, well, thank you for that. You know, we're not from here, so I was just curious about Okay.
I mean, it might be worth our time and fame to pay the Brass Keep a visit as the Grass Champion, you know, doing the rounds, looking at all your holdings, letting the people know that you care.
I don't know if you can just go there because it is a military installation, right. But
we're kind of paramilitary, right?
Yeah, I definitely want to ask around.
Got to be able to get access.
Yeah,
you know, and even just getting more information about it is worthwhile, I think. And then ultimately, maybe going there.
I could maybe do some research out at the library about the Brass Keep.
Good idea. Mm. I forget about libraries.
Before we exit the
Grinch. Whatever this, the vault.
The what? The vault. Yes, the vault. I'd like to pill for something.
Oh God! Well, they don't let you in this time. The sergeant takes it.
I'm so trustworthy.
the sergeant. Knights Panther takes the helm from you and takes it into the vault himself.
Dan, could I have 500 experience?
When you earn it. You just got 240. What more do you want?
I forgot that I was going to be spending it on other stuff. So I go up to my next career rank and then I spend on magic instead. So just 500. Can I have a loan?
Wait, can you still get Instinctive Diction at your career level? I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Are you not able to
That's not what I want it for, though.
At later career levels?
Talents, no. Skills, you keep.
You've let other players do it.
I said early on that if it's something that you're adding levels to of a talent, you could later on, because it doesn't make sense to me. But if you didn't buy Instinctive Diction before you moved out of that career level, you wouldn't be able to get it now.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make the most sense to me, but.
Yeah.
I think you should rule it against whatever Tim wants. Now,
fair. Yeah.
We should probably turn in for the night, yeah?
Yes, now that things have been deposited where they we'd have to take this body to Dr. Hash.
Yeah.
Just drop it on her doorstep.
What, but
I want to see the look on her face. She will be so excited.
She gives us a gold for it though, if we just drop it there, she might not give us that gold.
Yeah, she won't know who got it for.
She'd be like, anyone could have dropped this off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want her to give us that grandma pet on the cheek and say,
yeah, maybe I'm so proud of some more cookies or some soup.
Mm-hmm.
Or
there's
tea.
Something magical about the look in a person's eye when you deliver a dead body to them.
That's true. Know. I've been saying there's it for years.
In my line of work, it happens often, but you never
get tired of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, let's go see Eunice.
Okay, so you take the body to Eunice's room.
Yep.
You knock on the door.
Swear to God.
What? There's no answer.
For listeners at home, he is giving me this look.
No, this is his front. This is his bad poker face.
Yep.
Does he have a Dropbox?
Like a scaven box?
Squeeze the body through the mail slot?
Yeah.
I don't mean it's not as strong as Carl. Might not work. He had a strength of 55.
I will.
Is it because she's been staying in the palace with us? Is that why she's not home, Dan?
It's late. She's sleeping. Oh, well, probably.
Not for long.
You knock again?
Yeah.
Then she cracks the door open and can tell she's like just woken up, and she's like, can I help you? Oh, it's bright out here.
I'm sorry to bother you, but we have a gift for you.
It's not a gift. It's a transaction.
A gift?
A transactional gift.
A transactional gift.
I don't understand.
You're still giving like a gold for like a Skaven body?
I don't know about a gold, but I could give some money for that.
That was something the going. You said with. Very specifically it was gold.
But depends on the state of the body.
Oh, it's fresh.
I saw this Skaven body and I thought of you.
And it has horns. Actually, it's probably worth more than
horns.
Well, yeah.
Super. Are you sure horns. It's legitimate?
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. It is not stuffed with straw at all. It is in fact stuffed with blood and guts.
Oh, yes, I see there's some on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you show her the body.
And it shot me with a gun.
What?
This is yes. Market fresh, like farm to operating table stuff here.
It used a firearm?
Yeah. Look at the firearm, too. I don't know who has it, but like...
Can I see?
Ooh.
She holds the pistol and she's like, my goodness. You just encountered this thing and killed it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That has like a side.
Oh, you should see the big one that's down there, too.
Yes.
A bigger one?
Oh, yeah, like house-sized.
Yeah, it's like as big as an ogre.
It's like an ogre rat almost.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of these ogre rats.
Yes. Yeah, it had a big sword in its hand with band-aids on it.
It had a big sword, was his hand.
Was its hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Body mutilation? If
you don't mind me saying so.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I would assume from these creatures. But you think it made this firearm?
Yeah. They make all sorts of stuff. We told you, we were very specific about the big guns that they man in like teams and stuff and well, shot at us.
To see one within your own hands is so different.
Oh, it's almost like we were telling you the truth the whole time because we're smart.
This is amazing. We need to get this body to my laboratory right away.
It sounds like a tomorrow thing.
I don't want this in my room overnight. It's horrifying. Well, look at those horns. Keep it in
the living room then. You don't got to put it in your room. That's upstairs.
But this is my room. For now.
I mean,
your living room is? Oh, because of the.
She's in the palace. Else. She has a room in the palace you set her up with to keep her safe. She doesn't want this thing in her room, would you?
I mean,
dead yeah, Skaven would. Body with horns?
Just cover it with a cloak.
Yeah.
It's no, it's freaky.
It's.
Cover it with a bunch of papers from.
Do you have another place you can store it for the night and we could take care of it in the morning?
Yeah,
that's going to cost extra storage fees.
Do I have to pay you for the privilege of storing this body in my chambers overnight?
What?
If it's stored
we'll
in
just
our
call it Claire when you pick it up in the morning, okay?
If it's stored in our chambers overnight, I can guarantee you it's not going to be completely intact.
I don't understand.
Okay,
why not?
You don't understand? Do you remember walking into our room?
Lucky, quite the opposite. It's going to be more intact.
Oh.
It's gonna be more intact. What?
All right, fine.
Okay, so you store Skaith the Tainted in your room overnight, and Eunice goes back to bed, and we'll find out what happens next time in 273.
God. And I just got fortune points back. It's gonna be a long night.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, that was good.
All right. What about 400 experience? How about that?